debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Jambalaya reminds listeners that each year many seniors are overlooked. Show how much you care this winter by offering a ride to a religious service, a trip shopping, or check and see if their heating system is up to par. Help protect our seniors and remember a senior today. That's Jambalaya's. Enjoy the specials listed on our complete menu. Open hours that are convenient, so stop by soon for a family treat. That's Jambalaya's, 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. And mention this message for 10% off. Call ahead for large orders, 970-522-1117. Donna and staff love our elderly.
Good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and it's going to be open lines this morning. So if you have a question, a comment, or something you'd like to talk about, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But, you know, this morning I thought maybe we'd talk a little bit about population control. I've been thinking about it. I'm going to be doing an interview with somebody who's doing a video documentary on that, so I've been reviewing some of my notes. And, you know, the idea that there really are people out there who want to kill off most of the world's population is almost beyond the belief of the average individual. How could anybody be that callous or indifferent to human suffering? And yet when we realize, of course, they're planning on a massive and terrible and bloody war of some sort in the Middle East with Iran. It's only a matter of time before the war comes, probably early in August, when all of our carrier groups are in place, and that horrible ability to kill people with a centralized, with every carrier group. The purpose of the military, ladies and gentlemen, is to kill people and destroy things. That's why you have a military, to force others into submission to your views. And, of course, America is the dominant force in the world today. It was never meant to be. The average American doesn't want an all-powerful organization, but that is always the plan. You go back and you read Cecil Rhodes' Confession of Faith, or his first will. And, of course, Cecil Rhodes created the secret society, which became the Council on Foreign Relations that spawned the Bilderbergers and the Trilateral Commission. But Cecil wrote about how you wanted to create this a power so great that no one could oppose it and you could bring about world peace. But how do you bring about world peace? Why, you have wars. I mean, isn't that logical? You have wars to bring about world peace. And that's what the First World War was all about. And that's what the Second World War was all about. And that's what, of course, Vietnam was really just was simply a diversion so they could alter the structure of our government here, with the Masonic Supreme Court in place, and of course, take God and prayer out of our schools, because going along with this idea of the all-powerful government was the destruction of Christianity. That's what they want to do, and that's why they took God and prayer and out of our schools, and the Ten Commandments out of our schools, and discipline out of our schools. And then, of course, when you take any sort of subservience to a supreme power out of an educational system, what do you end up? You end up with moral anarchy. And then we wonder why we have more young men and women in our prisons today than any other country in the entire world, even more than in brutal communist China. And here, one in every 100 American males is in prison. One of every 33 is in prison, probation or parole. One of every three young black men, 21 to 31, is in prison, probation or parole. And of course, part of that is because we've been poisoning the minds of the black with by fluoridating the water with something that pulls the lead out of the pipes and leads to criminal activity. And they know that, but you see, there's an intense hatred of blacks even more than of whites by these elitists who want to rule the world. And they really are in place. And you want to document what I'm saying about the blacks. Why, of course, the work of Roger Masters at Dartmouth. Roger Masters, Professor Masters, we've interviewed him several times, and it's such a tragic story, and we have his articles that he's published. And as he commented to a friend of ours recently, he couldn't understand why nobody was concerned about the fact he could document the relationship between water fluoridation with hydroflow silicic acid and criminal activity in districts. But they know about that. The CDC did a massive study on 450,000 children, the largest study ever done. They know what they're doing to the blacks, but of course, who really cares? After all, aren't they a minority group? Well, ladies and gentlemen, we should all care, because every human being is made in the image and likeness of God, and of course, there is a planned program to kill off massive numbers of people throughout the world. And when I first heard this suggestion, I remember Dr. Lorraine Day calling me when we were working on the AIDS epidemic together, and she said, Stan, it's all about population control. And I shall have to admit, I didn't want to believe that. I just didn't want to believe that anything could be that crass and indifferent to human suffering. But through the years, I had to admit she was right and I was wrong. It's in a similar manner. I didn't want to admit that the taking down of the Twin Towers was actually controlled demolition, not having nothing to do with the planes. Planes were only a diversion to make you think that's what brought down the buildings. But, of course, we know there were explosives in Building 7, and if you watch Building 7 come down, and you can see do that at my website at RadioLiberty.com, when you see the center of the roof cave in first, and that's what you do when you do a controlled demolition. You take out the central support so the building will fall inward, and then you take out the base, and the building collapses in its own shadow. It doesn't fall side to side. It's much easier to clean up that way. You want to do a nice, clean job when you're taking down a building, Building 7, in the World Trade Center at 5:20 in the afternoon, after both the other buildings had come down, and now they had to bring down the Building 7. And, of course, they brought it down. But that was the Achilles heel. That was, of course, the thing that anybody who watches that building come down will know it's controlled demolition and will realize they killed those people and they intentionally killed them, and the murderers are on the loose and they're working at the highest levels of our government today. And certainly, or at least they were working at the highest levels of our government, and today they're certainly working behind the scenes of drawing us into this terrible, terrible war with Iran that's coming. Well, how can you really, of course, begin to verify this to your own satisfaction? Well, one of the things is the writings of Alexander King, and he was co-chairman of the Club of Rome. And then many years ago, writing in the 1970s, and you can get the reference in my pamphlet. It's called A Population Control Agenda. It's available up on the Internet. Just type in my name or Radio Liberty into your search engine and then look up the Population Control Agenda. And there we talk about Alexander King, who wrote, you know, after with outlawed DDT, he said, you know, the reason for outlawing DDT wasn't because it didn't work or it was harmful. It was saving too many lives. People were dying, and so we were justified in outlawing DDT. That's why they still outlaw it. It's killing so many people. Isn't that one? If you believe in population control, give us a call, 877-254-7524.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door-to-Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and we were talking about Alexander King at the Club of Rome, writing about how important it was to outlaw DDT because it was saving so many lives, and that's the reason they outlawed DDT. It's safer than any other insecticide. In fact, the fellow who developed it got the Nobel Prize, but you see, they don't want to save human lives. Malaria kills, well, they tell you it's 1 million a year. It's probably closer to 2 or 3 million a year. But isn't that wonderful if you believe in population control, especially if you want to kill off blacks? And you must understand that in the attitude of the ruling class, blacks are inferior and they really should be killed off. And wouldn't we be far better off if there were far fewer black people in the world? And, of course, this is why we've kept them in poverty and why, of course, we're keeping Mugabe in power in Zimbabwe. Of course, part of that is just to see how you can destroy a first-world nation, and that has been done by the U.S. State Department. And, of course, we're continuing to finance Mugabe under the name of humanitarian rule, and, of course, we allow him to sell his blood diamonds on the world market and to maintain his regime there by torture and rape and murder, which, of course, is how it's always been since the United States State Department and Henry Kissinger installed Robert Mugabe in Zimbabwe. It was Rhodesia at the time. They changed the name, but installed him back in 1980. So, basically, of course, you must understand that DDT was outlawed not because it was harmful, but because it would kill so many people. And it's worked effectively during the years helping to keep down the population of the world. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. We'd love to hear from you if you have some thoughts on this. And then, of course, we could go to abortion. Abortion, of course, was legalized in 1973. Same year, they outlawed DDT. As a matter of fact, the year before Henry Kissinger came out with a report on the National Security Study Memorandum 200. Incidentally, you can get that on the Internet, or you can get it from Radio Liberty. We have it. We have to charge for it because it's fairly large, a couple of hundred pages. But Henry Kissinger's report, the National Security Study Memorandum 200, said the major thrust of American foreign policy, or one of the major thrusts, would be population control. And we had to keep the population down, and underdeveloped nations, because if they had a large population and a workforce, they might industrialize and challenge us. And we couldn't have that, because America, of course, was to be the dominant force of the world. And we were, of course, to take advantage of the poor conditions in other countries so that we could exploit them and we could be the dominant force. That's what it was all about, but we couldn't let the American people know because they wouldn't have approved. And we certainly wouldn't want the people who were to be exterminated throughout the world to know what was going on. Well, it was in 1973 that abortion was legalized in America, and we've killed about 50 million unborn children since then. One reason we have to, and we can't enforce our immigration laws and keep the Mexican or South American workers out, is because they pay Social Security taxes, and that helps to finance the fraudulent Social Security and Medicare systems, which, of course, are bankrupt today. The Ponzi scheme is played out. The architects of the Ponzi scheme have been exposed. They just haven't told the American people they're not going to get any pensions, or very, very little pension, and most Americans, when they retire, are going to live in poverty, and tragically, there is no way around it, because Social Security is a Ponzi scheme, and that's, of course, as I say, why we have to let the Mexicans in and why they refuse to enforce our immigration laws, at least one reason. The other reason is because they want a multicultural, multilingual society. They want to destroy the tradition and culture of the United States as we move towards the one world government. But abortion throughout the world, of course, has killed hundreds of millions of children. And children who will never run or laugh or have the pleasure of growing up. And, of course, this has been the devastation in Japan where their population is growing off and where they don't allow immigrants to come in. And so Japan is simply dying off as a nation, as is happening in Germany and France and Italy and Spain and certainly throughout Europe, why they're not having enough children to replenish their population. Of course, the Muslims are coming in. They're having large families. The Germans are having 1.4 children per family. Certainly, I think France is having about 1.2 children per family, the same in Italy and Spain. And actually, in some of the countries, they're paying families to have children, encourage them to have children, but you're not being told that. You're being told over and over again, oh, the world is overpopulated, and we've got to, have population control to get the population down. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the population is going to increase to about 8.5 billion. That is going to begin to fall, and they will continue falling until, of course, humanity as we know it is pretty well wiped out. But don't you worry. They have the Doomsday Seed Bank up there off the coast of Norway and one of those little islands there above the Arctic Circle, where they have their military guards guarding the good seeds so they can begin planting crops when they start in all over again after they've killed off most of the people in the world through the genetically modified crops. Of course, they're not allowed in Europe. They're not allowed in Japan, but it's certainly here in America and in the Western Hemisphere that they use the genetically modified crops, which the animal studies definitely show that leads to infertility a generation or two down the line. And, of course, there are other damages that are done to the vital organs of the body with the genetically modified foods. They know that. They just don't want the American people to know that. In fact, you're not even allowed to know when you're eating genetically modified food. And most of the food you are eating today, if it's cooked in oil like canola oil or cottonseed oil or soybean oil, it's all genetically modified and, of course, is doing damage. They know that. They just don't want the public to know. Well, anyway, of course, abortion has killed off hundreds of millions of people throughout the world, and it's been part of an organized plan. But if you go into the writings of Bertrand Russell in his book, The Impact of Science on Society, as it was written in 1953, The Impact of Science on Society, certainly Bertrand Russell talked about the fact there were too many people in the world, and abortion would kill enough of them. And even war wouldn't kill enough people. What you needed, he said, on page 103 or 104, was simply a black plague to sweep the world once in every generation, and that people could procreate as much as they wanted, but you wouldn't overpopulate the world. If we could just have a black plague, of course, sweep the world once in every generation. Those are his words, not mine. And yet there really are people who think that way, and the fact that this is never taught in schools or mentioned in the media is a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. Give us a call. When we do open lines, we want to hear from you. Well, certainly Jacques Cousteau. Jacques Cousteau has always had a good press, despite the fact that in the UNESCO Courier, he was quoted as saying, and we have the copies of this, anybody wants to see it, both in English and in French, where Jacques Cousteau talks about the necessity of eliminating 350,000 people a year. 350,000 people a day to get the population back in balance. I mean, he makes Adolf Hitler look like a piker. David Graeber, a certainly a government employee, wrote, and he was quoted, and you can get the exact quotation from my publication of a population control agenda available on the internet or available from Radio Liberty. But the population control agenda, go up on the internet, type that in the search engine, type my name or Radio Liberty, and it'll come up, and all the exact quotations and the sources where you can verify what I'm saying are there. But David Graeber was talking about, you know, how mankind was such a plague on the earth, and the best thing to do was just wait for a new virus to come along to kill off the majority of the people. You must understand there are people like that. Eric Pienka, and Eric Pienka is a professor at the University of Texas, and he gave a talk back in 2006 openly advocating that 90% of the world should be eliminated, and the best way to do it would be with a plague like Ebola. And certainly there was a gentleman named Fox who made similar charges, and James Foreman talked about getting the world population down to 100 million. In other words, killing off about, 98% of the world's population. There really are people who've written this sort of thing, and you're never being told. Because, of course, like lambs to the slaughter, you are being left there and progressively poisoned by so many things today, and most people have no idea what's going on. Well, who's calling in? We have a caller.
Hi, Dr. Stan. This is Teresa.
Hi, how are you?
I have a question regarding the events of the last 48 hours in relation to the Gulf of Mexico situation.
Mm-hmm.
Alex Jones mentioned your name over the weekend on one of his broadcasts. And the concern is that there have been, Steve Quayle mentioned that carpet bomber runs are being practiced in that area. And then we heard that the president is going to be addressing the nation Tuesday night. The original reports were a possible evacuation could occur the 15th to the 30th. I just wanted to know your thoughts on this.
I don't know. One thing I do not know whether this was done intentionally or was an accident. Certainly, but be that as it may, Sydney, I'm sure that they could come up with a solution to this long ago. Sydney, they had a big containment vessel they put down there initially, and they say, oh, well, it didn't work because there were methane crystals. Oh, there were methane crystals in this. Well, all you had to do is sit this down there and have a pipe off the top of it up, and they could have gotten all of the vast majority of the oil. I mean, you have this containment vessel, put a pipe from run it up to the surface, and they've got it solved. But they said it wasn't going to work. Oh, shucks, it wasn't going to work. And then everything else they've tried since then just hasn't worked. Now, basically, the Royal Dutch Shell has ships standing by, and they would have simply put down pipes and siphoned off all the oil coming up, separated the oil from the water, put the water back in. Well, I think the water would contain maybe 3 or 4% oil, and they wouldn't let them do that. And they said, well, we couldn't put water with oil in it back in. What do you mean? You get rid of 95, 96, 97% of the oil, and you won't let them do that? Oh, no, we couldn't do that. You're putting water with oil in it back into the ocean after you've removed all the oil, but there's a little oil left over. None of this makes sense. You know this whole thing is a scam. And whether it's being used as a diversion, whether it's being used to destroy the ecology, whether it is being used to justify evacuation, I know a lot of the people in Florida think about selling their homes and leaving, and certainly this is going to have a profound impact on the, certainly on the fishing and the lives and the income of people down there. I do not know what's going to happen. I do know one thing. They are manipulating us. They are manipulating our emotions. Every night when you turn on the television, what do you see? Well, you see the oil gushing up from the floor of the Gulf of Mexico. And remember, they had a containment vessel. They lowered over the top of it, and they said, oh, shucks, we can't leave it there because there are methane crystals. And the easiest thing would have been simply to have just taken all that oil off to a pipe. They knew how to do it. They didn't want to do it. They want this for a purpose. It's a great diversion. We're not, of course, then even thinking about the coming war with Iran, which, of course, is going to devastate our economy and the economy of Europe. So I really don't know what they're doing. Hang on. We'll talk about it when we get back. I'd like to know what you think. And give us a call, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and our telephone number, 877-254-7524. Is our caller still there? Is our caller still there? Well, I guess we lost her, and of course, she wanted to talk about what's going on down there. Let me tell you that there's an effort to frighten us to death. You know, they're talking about, well, maybe we'll put an atom bomb down there, and we'll simply blow up the floor and the Gulf of Mexico, and that'll seal this off. Well, of course, the other thought is, what happens if it doesn't seal it off, and now you've got this massive pool of oil pouring out? I mean, that sounds like a dumb idea. If you wanted to use explosives, sometimes they do use explosives, but they don't use atom bombs or nuclear weapons to seal off an oil well that's out of control. You use local explosives, but they're not doing that. They're not doing anything. And the other thing they're talking about is the oil pipe down there. The oil pipe, we started out, it was 2 inches thick, and because there's so much oil coming out, now it's wearing out, it's only 1 inch thick, and pretty soon there's not going to be any oil pipe left there. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to stop and think about that story. I mean, basically, they put the oil pipe down so that they can siphon the oil out. And so the oil is coming out as originally intended. Originally, it was supposed to come up to a pipe, to a ship, and then, of course, would be, taken away for refining. But now they're telling us, because there's so much oil coming out, it's wearing out the metal pipe. And the pipe, which was 2 inches thick, and now 1 inch thick, and certainly it won't be there at all, and then, of course, the whole system will break apart, and they're trying to frighten us to death. Stories about carpet bombing, runs in that area. All of these stories are playing on your emotions. Visually, you're being told, and you're seeing night after night after night, the oil billowing out. They're playing games with your emotions. President goes on the air and, he gives a speech. Yes, sir, we're going to tell British Petroleum we're 53 or 54 days into this, but we're going to give them just 3 more days to come up with a solution or else we'll have to give them more time. I mean, suddenly you mean to tell me the U.S. engineers have no idea what to do? What about the other companies? Suddenly, Shell Oil has come and offered their ships to actually siphon off the oil and separate it from the water. We don't want that solution. We don't want a solution. We want a problem. And, of course, there was a problem there. Why, of course, we could destroy the ecology of that whole part of the world. We could destroy the economy there, the Southwest. There's a lot of unanswered questions, but I will tell you one thing. And that is, reality is usually scoffed at, and illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And most of what you are seeing today is simple illusion. Well, give us a call if you have a question or comment. 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Remember, they're playing games with your minds, and this is a massive diversion, covering up other things, far more important things that are going on in the world today. I am firmly convinced that if they wanted to stop this, they would do it tomorrow, and I'm also firmly convinced they don't want to stop this. They do not want to stop the contamination. They want it to continue. Well, Let's see. We were talking about population control. We can get back to that. We were talking about James Forman. And James Forman had basically talked about getting the population of the world down to 100 million. And he was really deadly serious. These people have no concern about human life or human compassion because, of course, they have a different world view. Cindy, of the Georgia Guidestones. And if you have never seen the Georgia Guidestones, this is what really convinced me that it was true. You can see the pictures up on my website. There's Georgia Guidestones were actually financed by a mysterious man who came from a secret society, and he said that he and the secret society were putting up the money for this, and they wanted to be a message for humanity. And of course, the point number one, they're written on the Guidestones in 8 different languages, was maintain the world population at 500 million in constant balance with nature. Now, the man called himself R.C. Christian, and basically, of course, this is a pseudonym for Rosicrucian. He was a Rosicrucian, part of a secret occult society carrying on the traditions of the ancient mystery religions and, of course, carrying them forward into the day, because the plan of the ancient mystery religions was always to destroy Christianity, at least, you know, once Christianity had been established 2,000 years ago. But before that, it all had to do with their god, worship of their god, who is Lucifer. And, of course, Rosicrucianism, as with the Knights Templar, they were all continuations of the Gnostic belief, which was a continuation of the belief laid out in the Kabbalah, which was a continuation of the beliefs laid out in the ancient mystery religions and secret societies. And that is, there's a power out there that you can tap into, a supernatural power where there's great knowledge, and there is great knowledge there. And there is this source of power. And if you tap into that, you can, of course, have a great wealth and prominence and fame. But, of course, at the cost of your eternal soul, because you've aligned yourself with Lucifer. And there really are people who worship Lucifer today. Those of you who have listened to my interviews with Constance Cumby, or we do have her, tell her story on a DVD called The Emergence. It's available from Radio Liberty, The Emergence. Or my 4-tape interview with her called The Aquarian Conspiracy. You need to get it. You need to understand there really are people there who have a different worldview. And many of these people are part and parcel of this movement towards population control. And there on the Georgia Guidestones, the message, maintain humanity at 500 million in constant balance with nature. And, of course, I've read the book that R.C. Christian wrote. It's called Common Sense Revisited. And, of course, it's really totally dedicated to Thomas Paine, who is deeply involved in the occult. And, of course, after he had been instrumental in creating the American Revolution with his writings called Common Sense, he went over to France to create a revolution there and almost lost his life. He was arrested in the violence that he was promoting. And, of course, he was, for one reason or another, he wasn't executed along with the others. He came back to America. But by then, of course, his book, The Age of Reason, which was totally aimed at destroying Christianity, his book, of course, was widely read, and he was totally rejected by the American society that initially embraced his brilliance of his writings. Now Thomas Paine was rejected, but the monument in Elberton dedicated to Thomas Paine. We'll be back in just a moment.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security. Community Connections is proud to announce their 2010 Summer Baseball Camp, June 28th through July the 2nd, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Sandstone Park, 3001 East Highway 119, Longmont. Ages 5 through 14 years old, boys and girls both welcome. For pre-registration or information, call 303-702-0588. Ask for Israel Victor, Camp Director. That's 303-702-0588. Community Connections 2010 Summer Baseball Camp.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction at hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591.
Well, I stand back here at the American Freedom Network, I guess, this morning. Well, that's you out there in the listening audience. So if you have something you'd like to talk about, 877-254-7524. I'd like to hear what you think. If you want to talk about the oil spill, the economic collapse, the coming war with Iran, and what's that going to do to our economy, and how many thousand or 100,000 or millions of people are going to be die in this senseless war that, of course, has been planned for a long period of time, ever since the CIA toppled the Shah of Iran and installed the Ayatollahs, with, of course, their Iranian Revolutionary Guard, which was really the carryover of the Shah's secret police, carefully trained in torture and murder by your own tax dollars through the CIA. And ladies and gentlemen, this is really going on throughout the world today, this sort of insanity. The U.S. Army is training the Palestinian Liberation Army, the Fatah component. They're arming them. They spend millions of dollars arming and training Fatah so that they will be able to fight Israel in this coming war. In other words, we're financing both sides. Where do you think Hamas came from? This wicked, you know, radical, you know, Palestinian group, which was funded by the CIA and the Mossad. We fund both sides. We're giving money to Egypt. Egypt is in full military preparation for the coming war with Israel. Down the line, there's going to be a war again between Israel and Egypt. And, of course, the military forces of Egypt have been carefully financed with your tax money. We finance both sides. That's how you get wars going. We did it during World War II. I mean, it was the American corporations associated with the Council on Foreign Relations that provided the military equipment for Adolf Hitler. And we're talking about General Motors, and we're talking about Ford, and we're talking about AT&T, and we're talking about IBM, we're talking about Exxon, and we're talking about the American banks. In fact, one of them, Brown Brothers Harriman, had a very famous member of the board of directors. His name was Prescott Bush. But, of course, we're not supposed to think about that sort of thing. This family that has been in positions of power here in the United States, all tied in to a secret society, so secret that they can't even discuss it. That's Skull and Bones. And when Tim Russert asked President Bush about that, George W. Bush, in 2004, and he asked John Kerry the same question, and you remember what happened to Tim Russert. always just a terrible, terrible tragedy that he should die at such a young age. But maybe it was just an accident. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about population control. We were talking about the Georgia Guidestones. But certainly there's so much evidence out there that there is a genocidal program. Certainly, the Prince Philip, the consort of the Queen, has actually made the public statement that when he died, if he was resurrected, he would want to come back as a virus so he could help to control the population of the world. Sam Keen, Dr. Sam Keen, talking about the conference of State of the World Conference in 1995, put on by Gorbachev, talked about the necessity of killing off 90% of the world's population. And, he got a standing ovation from the audience, my friend Barrett Schoes was there at the conference and got the tapes when he's talking about eliminating 90% of the world's population. Ted Turner has talked about getting the world's population down to a couple of hundred million. He sort of relented and said, well, maybe we could let a couple of billion live. But, initially he was talking about really population control, restricting the number of children. Of course, he has, I think, 5 children. It's the other people's children he wants to eliminate, not his own. And you must understand that these people all are bound together by a common goal. They all have an intense hatred of the God of the Bible. They all, of course, worship knowingly or unknowingly a different God. So if you have a question or comment, our telephone number 800-254-7524, 1-877-254-7524, 877-254-7524, give us a call. But how are they carrying out their population control agenda today? People think this is something that's going to happen in the future, but it's not. It's happening today. And AIDS is certainly part and parcel of that. It's a brand new disease specifically targeting the black population. And, of course, we know that certainly that here in the United States, almost half of everybody who's died here in the United States from AIDS is black, and you can get these figures from the Centers for Disease Control. We actually have them. We'll be glad to send copies of the pages for anybody who wants to get them. We actually have of the people who are now infected with HIV or AIDS. Why, of course, almost half of them are black. How does that happen? Well, the disease is basically specific, race-specific. You can create diseases that are race-specific, and this is a created disease. You can find the story in a book called Full Disclosure by Gary Glum, where somebody who is part of the group that created this came to him and told him what it was all about. Initially, when I gave my talk last year, why there were only 2 books available on Amazon, one was $900 and some odd, the other was $1,200, only 2 copies of the book, Full Disclosure. You can go to my website. We have links to the various chapters of the book posted on the web, but of course none of the links work. Why don't they work? I don't know. Somebody's able to disconnect them so that they just don't work, although you can get the book on the Internet. And I just checked with Amazon the other day, and you can get a copy of the book, Full Disclosure, for $148. So the price is coming down. We talk about it. I'm sure they've got them stored away someplace. The last thing they want for the American people to realize is that there is an evil component within our society that has actually created this disease and many other diseases to kill off millions of people. Well, who do we have on the line?
This is Lori in Boulder.
Hi, how are you doing?
Could you talk more about Richard Russell? My granddad was his roommate in college.
This is Bertrand Russell.
Hello?
Okay, sure. Hang on. We'll get to it when we get back. Again, our number 877-254-7524.
people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046, 970-482-5046. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, I stand back here at the American Freedom Network, and is our caller still here?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, well, basically, Bertrand Russell was a socialist. He wasn't an original member of the Fabian Society, as I remember it. They were organized in the 1880s. Was this your grandfather who was his classmate?
Yeah, my grandfather was his roommate at the University of Georgia. And I remember when I was like five, them talking about population control. My grandfather was not actually my grandfather. It was my step-grandfather. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I think what I really want to ask is, why was Cecil Rhodes and the Balfour Agreement so involved in setting up the State of Israel? I'm a Jew, but I don't believe that the State of Israel should be as it is today. I think they did that to cause continuous wars in the Middle East. We're not supposed to have Israel until the Messiah comes. And for many Jews, we believe that he hasn't come yet. Now, I believe he's already come the first time for Israel, and he'll come the second time for Judah. But anyway, could you, like, talk about that a little bit? Why Cecil Rhodes set this all up? Why Richard Russell and Taft started, not Richard Russell, but Russell and Taft started Skull and Bones?
You're speaking about Bertrand Russell now.
What's that?
Isn't he Bertrand Russell?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, basically, you know, the thing is that no one knows, but I can give you my opinion. The whole idea of establishing a Jewish homeland, you know, goes back to some of the original Jewish people who pretty believed that God had given the land to the Jews, and that they brought pressure and Lord Rothschild, they brought pressure through a man named Arthur Balfour. Now, what everybody has missed about this whole scenario is that the Rothschilds were involved in the occult, and so was Arthur Balfour. You can go up on the Internet, put in your search engine Arthur Balfour and the occult, and you'll find out that Arthur Balfour was involved in the occult. This is an occultic idea that, of course, you establish this homeland for the Jews. However, I personally believe that God wants this as well. I believe that this is a long-range plan. You know, the Bible tells us that one day the Jews will return to the Holy Land. I believe that these Satanists want to get the Jews into Israel because I think they want to kill most of them off, and I believe that they believe there's going to be a terrible war coming. And he's going to kill off most of the Jews. And if they can kill off the Jews, they will thwart God's plan. you know, this is my view, and certainly not held by others, but I believe, of course, that God has a plan, too, and I believe that he is involved with the return of the Jews to the Holy Land, but for his purpose, not for Lucifer's purpose. I really don't know what's going to happen. I think we're on the verge of a terrible war in the Near East. I believe there is no way that Israel is going to survive this war with Hezbollah when they have 45 to 70 to 85,000 missiles without divine intervention of some sort. So I think we are about to see some very, very significant things happening. Why, Sidney, did Arthur Balfour, was he involved in this? Why was Cecil Rhodes involved with this whole thing of establishing the State of Israel? Because they were all involved in the occult. And that is
That explains a lot. I think that, too, they're so, you know, they worship Lucifer. Therefore, if they actually, you know, God tells us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. He doesn't say pray for the peace of Israel.
Amen.
But I think that if they establish that nation, they can put in their false Messiah.
Well, I think so as well. Hey, we're out of time. God bless. Thanks so much for
God
calling.
Bless you.
Give
Come
us a
by.
Call. Next time we do an open lines, we can talk more about it. I'd like to know your view.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt. Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time.